Ian Clark, Marketing Manager of NetThings. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
My pleasure.
NetThings have been recently quite successful in a Eurostars application. Firstly, what is NetThings about?
Okay, well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity to come and talk to you about this. It's been quite a roller coaster for us, and for me personally, you know, quite successful as I was the main architect applying from NetThings. So you asked what NetThings was about. NetThings is an energy management company. So we're an SME based in Scotland, in Edinburgh. We now employ about 26, 27 people, and we've been running since December 2007. Mm-hmm. We had our first commercial product launched, which was a home energy monitor, in 2011. Mm-hmm. And in 2014, we changed our name to NetThings to capitalize on the whole Internet of Things phenomenon that overtook the world as part of our sort of marketing. And right now, we still supply energy monitors to the housing market, one of the biggest in the UK in that area. And now we're trying to focus on taking energy management to small businesses, typically multi-site small businesses, so branches of high street stores, hospitality, chains of bars and restaurants, small offices up and down the country. Those are our targets.
Okay. The project itself, can you tell us a little bit what the project is based on?
Yes, indeed. So it's Eurostars. Our project title is Periscope. I have no idea where that
good
name came
though.
From. I know.
It's,
and it was me that came up with it. I wish I had a better story for that. There was logic. It's gone in the fog of my memory. The original idea of the project came from a Swiss research company called CSEM, who've been around doing research for a long time. They found our profile on the Enterprise European Network, and they called us up and said they were interested in doing a project. So they thought our technology might suit them based on our profile that they'd found. And within a couple of phone conversations, it became apparent that we could indeed collaborate together in this project. And they had some tech that they'd already developed for energy disaggregation in the residential housing.
Okay.
Energy disaggregation is where you measure the energy, the electricity, when it comes into the building, and you can ascertain, you can tell where it's being used, whether it's being used for heating or whether it's being used for refrigeration, etc. Now that's interesting to property managers, and so who are looking after chains of properties. Mm. So we thought there might be some commercial gain from trying to take that technology and see if we could put it in our product.
Yep.
And see if we could then create some sort of an energy disaggregation product for the multi-site property managers within mm-hmm. the UK, the wider world, eventually. So that's the first part of the project, to see if this technology that they have in residential will scale up to larger buildings. And then the way it works is through looking at the electrical signature being used by different things within the building. Mm. So we're going to try and see if we can monitor those signals over time and see if they degrade in some way. So we might be able to recognize or predict when an air conditioning system or a heating system or a pump is going to fail.
Okay.
And that would have obviously great benefit to, you know, if a walk-in freezer was going to fail for a big food store, that would be a disaster. So we can see a strong commercial application to that technology.
Good. And you have one partner in the project, as you said. So what was it about Eurostars that appealed to you then?
Free money. No. that's a glib answer. But as a small company, we're always looking for any means of revenue that's out there.
Yeah.
We'd heard from our account managers that the process, the application, was actually not that difficult.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're here kind of is proof of that, because it was me that did it, and whilst I'm good, conscientious and hardworking, I always thought you'd need to be really talented, and it would be an incredibly bureaucratic and difficult process to apply for something like this.
Yeah.
I was convinced otherwise, and so we started the process, and it did actually turn out, I wouldn't say it was easy, but I would definitely encourage anyone listening to go ahead and apply, because okay. I think it was maybe 2 man weeks from our organization, and that didn't seem like such a big deal, because we've got €360,000 back, which for a 2-year project, that's going to help us employ, you know, a couple of project managers, keep the engineers working on some really interesting technology, and hopefully bring a commercially viable product to the marketplace. So fantastic project, fantastic to have that funding. And yeah, it was successful.
And what tips would you give people who are thinking of applying?
We were coached reasonably well, and I think principally because it's about a commercial product at the end of it, it's not just for intellectual purposes. I think I would have a clear goal of what your commercial what the commercial goals are, what's the product going to be, who's going to buy it, what are the barriers to entry. Make sure you have a clear answer to what those are, and also I think use plain language. It's really important to avoid jargon, to try and think, explain what this is and what benefit it's going to bring to your potential market and why you're different from someone else. And then I see no reason why you wouldn't be successful like we were.
You're 3 months into the project. How's it going?
It's going really well. As you say, 3 months in, we're not far away from applying our first claim for that first period. So that's when the money starts. So that's exciting for our financial team. But I think for me, our project manager has a clear sight of where we're going. Our engineering manager has been running experiments in our lab, and we're quite close to having some real data, which we'll only then be a few weeks away from then the Swiss research company, CSEM, being able to apply the algorithm and seeing if we reach this first milestone with success. And right now I'm pretty optimistic judging by how well our team have been doing.
Okay, here's a tricky question. What, when you engaged in Eurostars, what happened that you didn't expect?
That is a left of field question. Let me think about that. I think the main thing that's come as a surprise for me, given that I'm the marketing manager, and although I wrote it, I always thought someone else would be the project manager and someone else would be doing all these other tasks. And I didn't actually see any tasks in the plan for me. I still seem to be involved in some of the meetings, and that's great because I get to hear about how it's doing. But it was a surprise to find myself still engaged after 3 months. I thought maybe I'd be kind of further downstream once we come to be writing, marketing, and sales literature, etc., for selling the product. So yeah, that was my my surprise to still be here in this early stage.
Well, you did come up with a name after all.
Yes, Periscope, yeah.
Ian, thanks so much for taking the time to speak
to us. Absolutely, my pleasure.
To talk about your Eurostars experience.
Thank you. Cheers.